Let's talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Kiddush on Tuesday tonight. We'll go through some of the halachas. And then we'll try to see based on some of the hashkafa on what exactly we're doing in the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. The first thing that's very fascinating is we dafka do it, is an inyan to dafka do it on Motzei Shabbos. We do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos. The halachas of Kiddush Levana are in Tav Chav Vav. It's in those Rosh Chodesh. So the Mechaber brings a Mevarchin El Motzei Shabbos Shebevusam Ubegad of Noim. You do it on Motzei Shabbos when you're old, when you have nice clothing on. There's an inyan to do it when there's nice, when you have nice clothing. It's a mitzvah min ha-mofchor. It's the best way to do the mitzvah. The Ramah says that even when you're Mekadosh B'chol, you should also wear Begadim Noim. The Ramah brings. Interesting, Mishnah Berurah says, V'achshav einagel adaktik b'zeh. Ha-minig b'chol is not him adaktik. That's what he says. The minig is not to do it. Whether you should or not, I don't know. But he said, the minig is not to. Ha-koponim, but there's an inyan to do it specifically in Motzei Shabbos. Wearing Begadim Noim. Now, you don't find this by other mitzvahs. There's an inyan to do dafka this mitzvah when you wear like Shabbos nika clothing, begad of noyim. What's pshat over here? Why is it that way? Why is the dafka this mitzvah more than any other mitzvah? So I think let's look a little further and see what the halacha is about. What some of the idea over here? We know there's an inyan of dancing by Kiddush Levana, right? And it's brought down Shulchan Aruch. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. We'll see. There's an inyan to dance, and when the Ramah brings the idea of what are we doing by Kiddush Levana, listen to what he says. He says that we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, right? Why is he David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim? Because that his David Melech's Malchus is compared to the Levana, right? Just like the Levana gets smaller and gets larger, right? It gets smaller and larger, but it always is there. And it gets renewed. So too, David HaMelech's kingdom will also be renewed. That's a David HaMelech. That's David Mishael Chai V'Kayim. Even though he's not here right now, but eventually, Malchus will return to its full glory. So too, also Knesset Klal Yisrael will also return to the full glory. He's listening to a Lashon. Knesset Yisrael tells the Lashon Rabbah. Knesset Yisrael Tarzol is David Bebailo. Knesset Yisrael will come back to cleave to its husband, Sakharish Ruachharish Baruch Hu. Dukmas Halavana Hamishadesh is Ibachama. Just like the moon will be renewed with the sun, Vasilavai, so too Klal Yisrael will be renewed with its husband, which is Sakharish Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael, which is compared to the Levana, will be renewed just like the moon is every month. V'lochein zok drama oisin simchas v'rikudim b'kiddush achodesh dugma simchas nesuin half of the thing, like a chasana. The meaning became that the dance will be by kiddush achodesh. It was like a mini chasana where we're celebrating, and even though we're not getting married now, we're celebrating the continuation of our relationship, which will be completely renewed, loss of love. But when you're ready, you're celebrating now, I'm aim of that now. Because we know it's going to happen later. That's what the Rabbi was saying of you. Even though it's not being renewed mamish presently, but since the Levon is coming back, it's a simon to us of our renewal of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is going to come back to its full glory. That's what we're going to celebrate now, like a Suda symbol. It's like a mamish, like a dum, this is Lashon Rabbah. Dugma simchas nesuit. Mamish like a chasim. So that's the first thing we see. That this idea of part of Kiddush HaChodesh is Klal Yisrael is compared to the Levana. Klal is compared to the Levana. And just like the Levana constantly renews itself, our relationship will be renewed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? If you look in the bracha of the Levana, you see this concept also. Right? V'lalvana omar, shetishadish ateris tiveres lamusei vaten. The Levana will be renewed. The Bershom said, adopt the Levana, that it will be renewed for the people of the world. Shehem asidim l'schadish kemoisa. What does that mean? Who's Shehem? That they will be renewed like it. L'chor, that's referring to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will be renewed like the moon. Just like the moon will come back to its full glory, like Dugmas Halavana, that's Mischandish, right? It comes back to its full glory. So too, Klal Yisrael will come back, Shem Asinim Mischandish Kemoisa. Klal Yisrael will come back to its full, will be renewed like the Levana. That's what we're celebrating. And that's the reason for the dancing. Im Kain, so now I can understand a little bit more why Dafka doesn't need them to do it. To do it with Begadim Noim, because you're almost like you're doing Nisim Chasasur. You're going like to a chasana. You don't go to a chasana in what he called, in non-proper dress. Begadim Noim. Begadim Noim, we're celebrating the renewal of our, the future renewal of our relationship with the Rishon. That's the going to do Nisim Chasasur. You should have Begadim Noim. Yeah. And so this is one area we see this idea of the similar sun in wearing nice clothing. Another place where you see this idea of doing it the simcha is we know that there's a minig. The minig is we're not makarish lechoish on Friday night. Don't do it on Friday night. So it's also halacha shulchan aruch. Ain makarish is a b'leil shabbos. What happens if you don't have enough time or not? That's already a different shaila. So Zogt Mishnah Berurah, and then Yusuf Kotnir Bezer and Tov Chavav, the Harbi time and Nemru Bezer, there are a number of reasons that's given for this. Al-Pikabol. So Al-Pikabol, there are a number of reasons not to Mekadosh the Chodesh on Friday night. Good. Then in Shahatzin, he brings a Poshna reason, Al-Pipshutai. A Poshna reason why you're not to Mekadosh the Chodesh Friday night. Zogt Mishnah Berurah, because since when you do the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah b'simcha, it's common to come to dance, right? V'rogelov olei rikudin, and it's like the Rambam says later that the minhag is to do kish lamana with dancing. Some a million allowed to dance on Shabbos. Is it also for Shabbos? Now I dance on Shabbos. Oh, one second. That's the first recording. So you already see another aspect of where this halal comes in of dancing is that Zokta Mishnah Berurah al pi pshutai, besides the time of the Pigabola, not to do Pishachoyish Friday night, but because you shouldn't dance. Yossi's effective Mishnah Berurah, even though they were matter Rikudin Shal Mitzvah on Shabbos, and his example is similar to the same halal that you said to dance on Shabbos is on Yom Tov, because may you make clay here. That applies on Yom Tov also. So just like on Yom Tov, right, there were matri kudin shal mitzvah, simplest error. So here also, you should be matri. I hear the kasha. Why is simchas Torah any different than Leil Shabbos? You're doing it to cover the mitzvah. So just like there were matri dancing to cover the mitzvah, simplest error. So they should be matri on what he called.
That is the mitzvah. This is just coming out of the mitzvah.
It's coming out of the mitzvah. Well, the way the Ramah is explaining it, it's like a simchas nesuin, right? What's his lashon? Ukenes is Yisrael tazel is davik bebaila, and just like the moon is mischadish. That's what we're celebrating, the renewal of that, the renewal of that relationship. Anyone getting a different chiluk? Oh, that's what he says. Zok to Mishnah Berurah, very good. Zok to Simchas Torah, the Yeshalut Chasayim, you can't push it off. But here you could do the mitzvah before Shabbos, after Shabbos. So there they weren't matter. So it's not a blanket after that we couldn't show mitzvah mitzvah. Akoponim, this is another place where you see. So far we saw God of Noim and the Indian of not doing mitzvah of Shabbos night. Apikshuta because we couldn't show mitzvah is also. Oh.
Maybe it's because you can now get married for it. Maybe to play
Al Pikabala. Interesting. Okay, I don't know, I'll be Kabbalah. Harbi Kainim Nemo, maybe it's that could be one of the Harbi Kainim.
I think it's because of the
Sula,
right?
Sula, that's his thing, it's not really. Kenyan, I don't think that's Kenyan. I once ran into this, I have to take a look again. What's with Kenyan? Watch with King, we'll have to look afterwards. That's a chant. But Mishum Mitz, that's what they say. In English, they say that that's the reason. I have to look again. I have to look. Oh, another place you find this with this halacha is also when certain times when I'm a makash levana. So, for example, before Tisha B'Av, we don't do kiddush levana. Zokta Mishnah Berurah says the Ritz Rambam ain't makash levana kaidim Tisha B'Av because you're not avelus shirim b'avelus. We don't do kiddush levana before Yom Kippur. So Zoktim says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because we're afraid because of the Emes Adin. We're not Shari B'Simcha. It's interesting. The B'Allah says there are some who say that you should do it before Yom Kippur because it's a Chab Nacha Mitzvah. You get the Schos of Nacha Mitzvah before Yom Kippur. He says it's a Bais Meir he brings. Yeah, because maybe one Mitzvah will be Machri, will tip the scales. But Lama Yisrael Allah says no, we're not B'Simcha. And therefore you can't do it. Also another place where we're going to get, it's good to know, that after a tainis you shouldn't do it. Because you're also not B'Simcha. Right, you're also not B'Simcha. After a tainis. Let's say after a sorry, what? After Yom Kippur is different. After Yom Kippur will be Simcha because we came out, let's say Yom Kippurim, right?
No, I mean,
no, but that's the Emes Adin. No, you have the Emes Adin. What? Oh, that's what I'm saying. The Mishnah Berurah Allah has called some sheetahs that you should do before. Why? Because you'll be delaying it. No, but if it's not. No! Okay, good. No. Who can answer Elisha's question? One sec. Zakta Elisha, there's a problem with you're delaying the mitzvah. Elisha says you should do it before because you have. No, you're talking about something else. No, we're going to talk about the going. Hold on. Nothing to do. Unrelated. We'll get to the going, then we'll talk about it. A different issue. We'll get to it. So again, so we said, Kodim Yom Kippur because the Emes Adin, right? During the 9 days of Shari B'Avelus. And after Tainus also not. Avaloi B'Motzei Tisha B'Av Shari Tainus. Right? But he says, on Motzei Yom Kippur, since we're the Simcha, that we Yoytzim in Adin, we Yoytzim in Zakai, so maybe you could do it even on Motzei Yom Kippur. Right, that is. I always thought because it's the first mitzvah. But for kids, because it's such a simcha on Motzei Yom Kippur that we believe the version did the utmost to have a good din. So maybe we're more besimcha. The din is over. But maybe we can say kiddush
hachodesh. And a normal Motzei Tainus, why is it not
besimcha? You know, because what? Why not? You should. Why? We're not. We have besimcha. The ancient is besimcha. He says, "Avlo Motzei Tisha B'Av, Oshar Tainus." You should wait till the next night, he says. You should wait till the next night. So Ramah, oh, short time. That's it. Yeah. Because you're hungry, doesn't say you're not besimish. Yeah. So this is another sin, another place you see in the halacha, huh?
One of the times in Bible, what's the nature of the month?
Asar B'Davis. Yeah. Right. Sabatavis, well, get some right, some medallion is a child right over there. But, that's another place we see this inyan of Daf doing it b'simcha. Okay, so we had again Motzei Shabbos, we had with Rikida Friday night, and also when to do it. Oh. So now let's go to what Elisha was asking. This is what we'll move the inyan of simcha, we'll come back to the inyan of simcha soon. But what about, there's a child's, when do you do it? When's the proper time to do it? So the Shulchan Aruch brings in Halacha Dalet, Ein Mevorchen Olah Ad Sheyavru Zayin Yom. Right? You don't do Kiddush Levana until 7 days pass in the month. That's right after 7 days. Right after 7 days. Oh. Zokter Mishnah Berurah, V'roi V'achroinim Pligi Al Zeh. We said, Roi V'achroinim are you? And they hold after 3 days. It runs 3 days after the Moilad, 24-hour periods from when the Moilad was born, that you could already have a certain amount of benefit from the light. We'll talk about that soon. So then you could do Kiddush Levana. So if Machlik is there after 3 days or after 7 days? Oh. So now like this. So what happens if, let's say, after 3 days, yeah, should you wait till Motzei Shabbos? You have 2 issues. Already, let's say it's after 3 days, right? So now you have an opportunity to do Kiddush HaChodesh. So on the one hand, you could say, you should do it as reason why it's even the mitzvahs. Do it as quickly as possible. Or maybe you should wait to what? You should wait till Motzei Shabbos. The best way that the Mechaber said, he said that the best you should do, the, you should make the Birkas Alfana when you have nice clothing on. What do you do? That's a very big Machlokes Achronim over here. It's Machlokes. One second. It's about. Hold on one second. It's in. Achin. Im Hagimul Lachodesh. The Mishnah Berurah raising. Im Hagimul Lachodesh Uber Me'ah Shavua. He says, let's say the third comes out on Wednesday. Right, let's say the third day of the month is Wednesday, so I could read me Mekadosh, do I could do Kiddush Levana on Thursday, so you should wait till Motzei Shabbos. Wait till Motzei Shabbos. Even though it's only a mitzvah and I'm mukha to wear nice clothing, but he says you should wait. He says you should wait. Lamaisa, there are those that argue. But Kamachra, this is Elisha's grub. Zok to Goin and Adrach Roinim, that no, they're Mekel. And they say you shouldn't wait, you should do it right away. You shouldn't wait for Motzei Shabbos. You should do it right away. It's aim to die lashes on mitzvah. You shouldn't wait. Oh, because you don't wait. Even though you could do the mitzvah and I move for better later. So this is a very fundamental machlokes over here. Which, when you have an opportunity, when you have on the one hand the opportunity to do mitzvah right away, and on a mitzvah acher you have an opportunity to do the mitzvah better, which one wins out? Do you say do the mitzvah right away, even though you'll miss out on the mitzvah mina mufcha later? Right? Or no, wait to do the mitzvah mina mufcha later. Right? Just do it later. I want to explain a little bit what's pshat. I remember once I heard from my left, Rav Moshe Matizyahu, give a very nice hesber in the first sheet, in the Bach. Right, L'chayu, you could say kind of the claim that you should do the mitzvah right away is a good claim. Should do your mitzvah like machine, right? You don't wait in doing the mitzvah. So what is the other sheet hold? They'll L'chayu hold. They're going to hold that as long as you can't do the mitzvah 100%, this man ha mitzvah really didn't come yet. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. If let's say Gimel's on Wednesday. And the only time to do the mitzvah mina mufcher is on Motzei Shabbos. Right, is on Motzei Shabbos. So the be'etzim, the lachatchila, the zman of doing the mitzvah didn't come yet. So if the zman of mitzvah didn't come, is it shayach to say, shehu your mitzvah lay mashinim? You don't want to delay in doing your mitzvah? What delay? The zman of mitzvah is not here yet. Okay, but they're going to say, they'll hold, that the only time you're going to say you don't delay in doing a mitzvah is if the mitzvah can be done with all its noim. With all the lechatchila, the proper way to do it. If that's here now, and you do, then you shouldn't delay in doing the mitzvah. But if the lechatchila, yeah, what? Everyone agrees if there's a chashash you're not going to do the mitzvah. The challenge is you have to take the first opportunity to do the mitzvah. Shehu yeh mitzvah lai mashine. Okay, then you know what? Yeah, okay, but then I'm not in a chashash for you. Let's say, but maybe b'chayiv. Okay, I don't know if you're chayish for that necessarily. That's a mitzvah l'shchicha. On the normal circumstances, you'll have the opportunity to do it later. Right? I think it's a starkest svara. But the pshat is they hold that the shuhi. Again, you could say it the other way, that the mitzvah mina mufcher overpowers the concept of shuhi mitzvah. That's one way you come on the Bach. Those sheets that hold that you have to wait till Motzei Shabbos, they're going to say, rather wait to do the mitzvah mina mufcher, and don't worry about the fact that you're not delaying doing the mitzvah. The other knate you could add over here is, no, the pshat is that the only time we don't wait in doing the mitzvah, right, is where there's a problem of delaying doing the mitzvah, Volvi, is where the zman ha-mitzvah is there, you know, all the tanom, the mitzvah there already. The mitzvah mina mufcher can be done right now. So then you don't delay it. But if you don't have all the tenuim of doing the mitzvah, then the zman mitzvah didn't come yet. So mail is no problem with shuhi and mitzvah. I think Tishtag, it's a nice law. It's something to think about. Certainly it's a possibility. Again, the other sheet is all not like that. They say you should do the going halt, you should do the mitzvah right away. Now using a little bit of what I said, let's get back to Elisha's case. So Elisha tied it to me, wait a minute. So on during Aseret Yemei, he says, what are you delaying to do the mitzvah? You shouldn't delay. You have the opportunity to do the mitzvah after Gimel Tishrei. You shouldn't delay. So I told Elisha, it's not Negeah. You can't say Shuyim Mitzvah. Because the only time we say Shuyim Mitzvah is the Zman HaMitzvah is there. See, Elisha's case is worse than our case. Because he was talking about a mitzvah l'chatchila. Yipini. When you talk about mitzvah mina mufchar, so there Yaakov was saying to me, well, that's only mitzvah mina mufchar. Maybe you could do the mitzvah right now. But here there's a lachatchila dikadin, this is not the zman mitzvah because not the zman simcha. Right? When we're going on, Yimashi, when we're going during Aser Shemei Tshuva, the halacha says it's not the zman mitzvah yet. So you can't say, well, you're delaying doing the mitzvah. No, the zman mitzvah is not there yet. There's no delaying. That's not the gra. You hear the difference? The gra is where you're capable, when the zman mitzvah is there, everything, the zman mitzvah is there. The only shaila is you can do the mitzvah and I move for later. So there the gra says, no, do it right now. But it's a perfectly, it's a, the right time for the mitzvah. Over here, in your case, no, it's not the zman mitzvah yet, because you know you can't do it besimcha. Okay. So that's, but this is a, I don't think so. He doesn't know. The only people he quotes is Lavush, and the only svara they say is because Chatur and Nachamitzvah before Yom Kippur. They don't say because he doesn't. It doesn't sound like you should do it. I think the Gro would say no. That's what I want to say. That the Gro would agree over here that you should have to. You have to look inside, but the Mishnah Berurah really doesn't quote it. Someone would have quoted the Gro. I have to take a look inside. But you hear the Chiyak, you hear the Chiluk. But is there this man HaMitzvah is not there yet? This man HaMitzvah is not here because you have to do it the Simcha. Over here, except for the Mitzvah and HaMuvcha, everything is there. Yeah, the Gro holds that you should do, rather wait than doing the Mitzvah. Rather not have the mitzvah and amufar, and of doing it, having nice clothing, Motzei Shabbos, and do it right now. But this is a very fundamental machlokes in winter. You know, what if you have it after the third day? What wins out? Is it that you should do the mitzvah immediately? Some achronim say, or the right, and that's the gra. Other shittas don't know. You wait for the mitzvah and amufar and Motzei Shabbos. Okay. A few more halachas. Interesting, this talk can happen. Let's say someone's sick in bed. Right, they're sick in bed. Okay, is everyone with me? Is this clear? Any questions? Penny, is it clear? Okay. Let's say if someone's sick in bed, can they be Makadosh the Levana in your house? Right, and someone's in the hospital. Right? So there's the Hatchila, the Halacha, the Ramah brings in Shulchan Aruch, the Ein Makadoshin Levana Tachas Hagag. Right, under roof you don't do Kiddush Levana. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason is because Kiddush, you should do it under the sky. He says the Kiddush Alavano is like Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. So Mam is going meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Because it's Mam Simchas Nesuin, right? That's what he said. We're celebrating our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're keeping the bonds and celebrating how it's going to be renewed completely. Lasalavai. So he said, when you go meet a king, you go outside. If you're going to meet somebody, when you go into the street to meet someone Chashuv. Yeah. So therefore you should do it outside. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, but that's only Lechatchila. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, it's only Lechatchila. Well, we didn't go to meet Rav Yonason when he came. We should have gone outside. Next time. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, that's only Lechatchila. He says, tag if someone's sick and they can't go outside, or let's say it's not a clean place, so then you are allowed to touch your house through a window. Or a door that's open to Rishon Shabbat. The Mishnah, the Shah in Shaar Tzion, he says, L'chatchila, he says, you should open the window. So L'chatchila should open the window, but he says, if it's too cold, you don't have to, it's not makif. No, the one you should see. You can see through the window. Right. So L'chatchila, you should open the window to be able to mama see it. I'm sorry. No, just to the outside. No, negative Levana. No, I'm sorry, I said, I made a mistake. Thank you. Yeah, a door that's open to the moon. Yeah, it's a door that's open to the outside where you can see the moon. Negat Alabad. So again, Lechatchila, you should open the window. If it's very cold and you can't, someone's mom is sick, then they can do it by the window itself also. Yeah. Another Nakuda here is how much they have to see when you see the moon. So if it's, it depends, if it's, let's say, shining through like a thin cloud, right? If you could see the moon, and yet you can have, and you can see it on the ground, there's a nicker on the ground, you could see the light of the moon, then you can make the bracha. That seems, yeah, but you have to have hanoch of it. It's gotta be clearly visible on the ground. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. In order to make the bracha, you have to be nen, he says, you have to be nen me'oira. The eish halavan is zarachas v'nen me'oira. Yeah. Ima of the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is if it's very thin that you could see the moon through the clouds and you can have hanah from it, then you can make the bracha. So it's got to be, but it, you have to be able to see it. You have to be able to see it, and it's got to be nikkur on the ground. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It has to be nikkur on the ground. Nikkur on the ground. The Mishnah Berurah brings a half of the thing from the Beis Yosef of the Magen Meisharim. Yeah, actually, when I was in Eretz Yisrael this year, I saw they have they made Mizrahi yeshiva there, next to the room where the Beis Yosef used to go in the Magid, in Sfas, Kim Yeshiva. There's a room that I tried to get the key. I was there only for a day. I tried to get the key to go into the room where they say the Magid taught the Beis Yosef. On that, what the Magid, the Beis Yosef wrote is thing called Magid Meisharim, where he wrote down everything that the Malach taught him. It's the Magid Meisharim. It's called Sefer Magen Meisharim. And there was a room that the in Sfas where the Beis Yosef learned with the Malach. And the Magen of the Sefer Magen Meisharim is all the memories that whatever he learned from the Malach. The Mishnah Berurah brings to the Sefer Magen Meisharim that you should have a simen that a month, any month that you'll be able to do that you'll make Birkas Laman on Motzei Shabbos. Interesting, it's Motzei Shabbos. Interesting. That you'll do Kiddush Laman Motzei Shabbos, you'll find that Slacha. You'll have a Slacha. And in the month where the moon will be covered, it won't be a successful month. Santa Zah. Lo yeh musach chas mishal. See, you see, it's the Kiddush Laman is a very harsh of it. Very harsh of it. Okay. I don't know. This I just noticed now when I was reading it. Yeah. Simen zeh abiyadacha. You have a simen. In a month that you'll have Birkas, you'll be able to do Kiddush Laman for Motzei Shabbos, Tim Tzu Atzlacha. You'll have Atzlacha. I think it means time you'll be able to. You do much, yeah. I don't know. Because that's the time to do it, I guess. Yeah, I'm not dafka. Yeah. He says, if you won't be able to do it that month, he says, Chas v'shalom won't be able to have atzlach in that month. Scary zah. Yeah. Okay. Who was it? There was a month where Schwab said that he couldn't do it. I remember hearing a story about someone who wasn't able to do it, the Levana was covered and it was nifted that month. I remember such a story. I don't remember the whole. One look that I'd like to be on, it's a sound, it could be noise of Nefel Mishali. It's an interesting Zach. When we're learning the sugyas of Kiddush, you know, the Makarish Levana and Elul, it's a very interesting. I was learning with some with Yossi Reichlin, and we found a very interesting lesson from the Aruch HaShulchan here in the Aruch HaShulchan. He says that the Chachma, he brings some Chachma Kabbalah. He said we don't learn Kabbalah in Yeshiva. He brings some Chachma Kabbalah. That the mit hayoreach, with the fact that the moon, we don't come over. What? That he brings from Chachma Kabbalah that the chait of Adam Harishon and the fact that the moon gets diminished are connected to each other. They're connected. That the chait of Adam Harishon. And the moon getting smaller and bigger, and the mit hayoreach, the fact that the moon goes down in size, they're connected to each other. It means some Chachma Kabbalah. So I want to maybe possibly give a pshat, and maybe in what's going on, and what's this connection between the chait of Adam Harishon and the mit hayoreach? Oh, so we know like this. We saw Avada, the Iker of the Bria, the creation of the world, is four peoples, Mishul Adam. And whatever happens to mankind gets reflected in the world. Right? Whatever man's spiritual state is, his stature is in the world, is reflected in the Bria. Right? So it's called, this is Yadua, this is Yisod all over in Hashkafa, that whatever spiritual state man is in the world, is reflected in nature, is reflected in the world itself. Oh. What was the chait of the Levana? The chait of Levana was that it wanted a madrega more than was relevant for, more than it deserved, right? It wanted to be the only melech, right? What was the problem? You had the shnei amoris hakdom, you had the moon and the sun. It wanted to be, and it said, "Ein shtei melachim mishtam shem b'keserachad," right? You can't have two kings ruling at once with one crown. So it said it deserved to be. It said it deserved to be the king. So it wanted to be the only moshe, right? What was the reason that Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas? Because it really, Adam Rishon wanted a madriga higher than he deserved. But what did the Nachash tell him? That if you'll eat from the Eitz Hadas, you'll be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll be Yitzhar Lamas. You'll have the kach to create worlds, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? You'll have that das to be able to create the spiritual worlds. Be able to create worlds. Yeah. So the chait was very similar. It wanted a madrega that was above it. The moon wanted to be the only ruler in the world, in the heavens, and Adam Arishan wanted a madrega above him, right? He wanted to create worlds which was above what he was capable of doing. Now let's look at the Oynish. What was the punishment of the Yireach? It lost its own light, right? Now the moon only gets reflected by the sun. Doesn't have its own light anymore. Adam Arishan kaidi machet, be'etzem, his whole body was one which shone through kedusha, right? The goof itself was kadosh. What happened is the goof itself shone forth kedusha. After the chait, so Adam mitzad atzma, this already the Aruch Hashulchan I think says this, or similar to this, he says a person mitzad atzma didn't have our kedusha anymore. He has to get kedusha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah kedusha. Right? The goof now becomes, after the chait of Eitz Hadas, becomes something which is much more material. Again, the raya is that before the chait, Adam Rishon can walk around without clothing. He's not embarrassed. There's no busha. There's no busha because the goof itself, you know, is kaddish. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's kaddish. After the chait, it gets chashuv. It becomes the material part of the body gets much more emphasized. It has to the material part has to be covered. And the only way now a person can get Kedusha is he says from Torah Kedusha. So just like the Levana loses its own R, a person's body, the goof of a person also loses Kedusha. The goof loses Kedusha. So the Oynish is the same. Well, and just like now a person has to get Kedusha from, just like the moon has to get its source of light from the sun, an Adam, a person now has to get its source of Kedusha from Torah Kedusha. That's where he has to get it from. Oh, I think the Aruch Hashulchan says, I have to look again in his Lashon. And another parallel is what's going to be Lashon Lavai. He says, just like the Levana, this is a Hafadika thing. He says, just like the Levana, right, when it looks very small, in Shemayim, shines forth brightly. What happens, we can't see it because of the reflection of the sun on the moon. Like the way, remember, I went through this in El, right? The way it's only because of the position of the world that we can't see how the sun is shining on the moon. But in Shemayim, that's not a problem. It's only because of the way it's reflected, we can't see it. We can't see it. But even when it's very small, it shines completely bright. He says, so too a Ben Yisrael, even when a Yid is in the darkest times, his neshama shines brightly, even though you can't see it. That's a half of the giving. Right? And even the moon, Claudius, this is that makes the muscles of Claudius or to the Levana Givaldi. Right? That even the moon, even though we can't see when it's small, but our body inherently shines brightly, just we can't see it. So a Yid's neshama, even when it's very dark and you can't see it, about it shining completely brightly. It's just covered by layers. So mainly you see what the Chachmei Kabbalah is saying, that the parallel between the chait of Adam Arishan and the chait of the Yireach is very similar. Number one, in terms of the chait of what they did wrong, wanting to go, looking for madrega above what they deserved, or above what their madrega really should be. Right, the Levon in terms of wanting to be the sole king, and a person wanting to create Obamas. The Oynish is the same in that its own aura is taken away from it. Right, the body loses its kedusha, and so the Levon loses its own aura. And this other parallel is that even though a Yid just as in his neshama burns just as brightly even when it's dark, so to the Levon also. Right, even though you can't see it, right, even though you can't see it, Lamai says it is, but it's still stones brightly in Shemayim. This is a beautiful that this maybe just to explain a little bit the Chachmei Kabbalah. Just one more Nakuda, this is a Geshmak that just when I was preparing. The Mishnah Berurah brings from Mishalah, it comes from Magen Avraham Shem Hashalah, that even though other mitzvahs, Asei Shazman Grama, women are noig to do, right, the minig is they could do them, he says this mitzvah they don't. This mitzvah is not. It's a mitzvah shei shazman grama. It's caused by time. But this mitzvah they don't do. Zok to Mishnah Berurah, it's a shalah, Mishnah Dehim Gormu Pkam HaLavana. They caused the Pagam Halavana. So we're saying, where did they cause the Pagam Halavana? Where did they cause it? Right? So I was thinking, even though about the hate of the Levana occurred before, right? But Lamaisa, since she caused, since it was one who caused the hate of the Eitz Hadas, right? So to a certain extent, the Pagam of the Levana is related to the hate of Adam Harishon. It's not worked out completely, because Lamaisa, the Pagam of the Levana happened before the hate of Adam Harishon, and it was beforehand. But yeah, it was to a certain right. The Chatomer relate al Kapanim. The same, yeah. Just like she caused the chet of Adam Harishon by making meat from the Eitz Hadas, so and the Oynish was the same. So Mamela, she has the sense that those Chatomer are connected to each other. It's inappropriate that she should say Kiddush Levana, because Lamais and the Chatomer are very similar. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.